The final parts of today's gospel are very clear. It is impossible to serve both God and mammon. It is impossible to love the things of this world, the power, the money, the wealth, the influence, with all of our heart, mind, and soul, and at the same time, to love God with all of our heart, mind, and soul. Only one thing can be the cause of all of our actions, the focus of all of our intents, the desire of all of our strength and soul. And so we can either have God as the chief influence in our lives, or we can have the things of this world as the chief influence. But while it is very clear from these second half of the gospel that we cannot serve both God and mammon, it is equally clear that it is very important to God the way we use our money, the way we use our power, the way we use our worldly influence. There's a little wise saying that says, money can either be your master or your servant. And so we want to think that St. Luke in today's gospel is not recording that Jesus condemns wealth, but rather what he condemns is the preoccupation and obsession with riches. And what he commands is that we use our wealth. As he says, be prudent and use your tainted wealth to make friends here on earth. In other words, use your wealth here on earth so that when you die, you are ready for heaven. Pope Benedict, in a homily that he gave in England when he was visiting there, said, there is only one thing that lasts, the love of Jesus Christ, personally, for each one of you. Search for him, know him, and love him, and he will set you free from slavery. Slavery to the glittering but superficial existence frequently proposed by today's society. The love of God, the love that he calls us to, and the love which he desires to share with us and through us with all of our neighbors, is greater than any, is greater than all of the goods and the wealth of this world. For it is the love of God which allows the goods and the wealth of this world to even exist. So while the ending of the gospel is very clear, I think the opening parable of the gospel, however, can be somewhat confusing. I imagine if our Lord had just delivered this gospel today, and if the media was to report on it, they would report tomorrow's newspaper, Jesus says stealing is good. At least that's what they do with the Pope. But no. What did the Master praise? It says, the Master commended that dishonest steward for acting prudently. He's not saying that the stealing is good. He's a dishonest steward. But what he is saying is that in his dishonesty, there is a movement towards wisdom, of looking for the future. And that, my friends, is something that we all need to have in ourselves. Do we act now with an eye towards our future goal, which, for all of us, ought to be heaven? Are we acting now with an eye of, will I get into heaven through these actions? The steward is cheating his boss, and that is wrong. But in doing so, he's trying to secure his future. My friends, we need to act in this world in such a way as we will be securing our future. For it is very clear that the dishonesty is not part of God's plan. In that first reading, we hear it from the prophet Amos that God is displeased with unscrupulous business practices. These people in that prophecy that Amos is reporting on were plotting how to steal and cheat from their customers. And God says, I will remember how you spent your time. I mean, we could even take particular note that this is how they're spending their Sabbath day, planning how to cheat their customers for the rest of the week. God will remember how you spend your Sundays. God will remember how you deal with your neighbors. God will remember. In other words, there will be a judgment day. And so we want to look and see what is the good news in today's gospel. The good news, I think we could say, is that we know how we are going to be judged. I remember when I was at the College of William & Mary my freshman year, I was taking second semester, I took Organic Chemistry 1. And so as the midterm season came along, I was preparing for the midterms by looking at the basic facts, trying to conceptualize the big picture, but I didn't really focus on memorizing the worthless little details and chemical equations and all the formulas and this, that, and the others. Epic fail. I don't know if you guys have ever taken organic chemistry, but the formulas are actually important. And so for the final, I knew that if I didn't ace the exam, this course was not going to go well. But knowing what I had to face, knowing that I was facing a comprehensive regurgitation of countless facts with a great deal of detail and numerous specific examples, I knew how I needed to prepare. And so I was able to exhaust myself in studying, and let's be honest, with cramming for that final. To a good end. I was able to pass that class by the grace of God. Thank you. But that being in the past now, we can think that same understanding now applies to our lives. My brothers and sisters, we know what the final exam is going to look like. Jesus tells us exactly how we will be judged at both our particular and our final judgment. Jesus tells us that how we live our life on this earth is what matters. And why does this life matter? It's because Jesus entered into this life in the incarnation. Second person of the Most Holy Trinity, who is God, decided that this world was so important that he was going to live this life. He became, in this life, obedient completely to his Father's will. In the Paschal Mystery, his passion and death are the means of his exaltation and the key to our entrance into heaven. And so he teaches his apostles there at the end of Matthew's Gospel, "Go, therefore, and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them and teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you." My brothers and sisters, how will we be judged? Based on how we love God. Based on the love that is in our hearts and souls. How can we know the love that we have for God? How can we know the love that is in our hearts and souls? Based on the love that we have for our neighbors. Our acts, our human acts of love, are manifestations of our inner life, the life of the Holy Spirit dwelling within us, the life of grace drawing us upward into heaven, our Christian life. How can this be so? Jesus says this very same. He says in John's Gospel, "If you love me, you will keep my commandments." He says in Matthew's Gospel, "I tell you the truth, whatever you did for the least one of my brothers, you did for me." He says that back in John's Gospel, nearer the end, "There is not greater love than to lay down one's life for a friend." My friends, my brothers and sisters, Jesus is very clear on what is God's will. St. Paul told Timothy, St. Timothy, that it is God's will that all men will be saved and come to the truth. And he says this is the reason why he exists as an apostle of Christ Jesus. The reason why you and I exist as apostles of Christ Jesus is so that the world may come to believe that God loves each and every one of us. And God wants to share that message of revelation through you, through me, with everyone. All of our neighbors, starting with our family, by our witness, by our living a life of love and joy according to the commandments, keeping God's will preeminent in our lives, sharing God's eternal love, our neighbors will come to learn and to love this beautiful truth of our redemption. And so I want to conclude then with that same quote from Pope Benedict, giving it a little bit of a broader selection this time. Speaking specifically to the youth there in England, but I think it applies to all of us. He said, "There are many temptations placed before you each day. Drugs, money, sex, pornography, alcohol, which the world tells you will bring you happiness. Yet these things are destructive and divisive. There is only one thing which lasts, the love of Christ Jesus, personally, for each one of you. Search for him, know him, and love him. And he will set you free from the glittering but superficial existence frequently proposed by today's society. Put aside what is worthless and learn of your own dignity as children of God.